It's 11:11. The most recent shooting at Fort Hood was the result of an escalating argument over the shooter's request for leave. Although it doesn't appear now to be an ongoing mental health issue for Ivan Lopez, initially they thought it might be related to PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. Iraq War veteran Alex Horton, a freelance writer, tells WTOP's Mark Lewis it's time to end the myth that PTSD always leads to violent behavior.
I really think it's a myth that started, you know, from the ashes of the Vietnam War, when pop culture had this symbol of disdain and anger and frustration with society that comes back and goes on rampages. You know, we call it the Rambo effect or the Travis Bickle effect from Taxi Driver. And now everyone links PTSD and post-traumatic stress and war trauma to violence and murder at home, when it simply isn't the case. Unfortunately, when people have issues stemming from war trauma, like post-traumatic stress, they're more likely to do violence to themselves and not to others. But we do, unfortunately, have this very complex and very inaccurate perception of mental health in this country.
Can you talk about some of the other ways that PTSD manifests itself in veterans? What are some of the things that they are experiencing when they're back home?
A lot of common issues are things like feeling keyed up because, you know, your response time and your senses had to be heightened during constant conflict. So when you come home, you're kind of at red when you should be at yellow or green. Loud sudden noises might make you jumpy, or you might feel crowded and constrained in a small area, you know, like a bar or a club or a small room. You might feel what psychologists are calling moral injury, which is some kind of guilt stemming from some event, like an innocent civilian death or your friend that was killed. There are things like, you know, getting frustrated with your family or your wife or your husband or your kids more easily than you did because, you know, there's a certain ability to get out your frustrations in combat that just don't apply to the U.S. There's a lot of ways that post-traumatic stress can manifest itself at home, but it's very clear that murder is essentially not one of them.
You've written about the stigma over PTSD, that it can become an impediment for veterans getting the help that they actually need that could put them in a better place. Explain why that stigma gets in the way of them reaching out for help and then getting the help that they need.
People have watched movies and TV shows from the 70s. They've read newspapers. You know, there was a Huffington Post article yesterday that essentially said that, you know, when you come home, you have a likely chance of murdering someone near a military base. It just simply isn't true. It's just an irresponsible reading of the data. So, I mean, people absorb that. People get this in their mind that, you know, if you're deployed to a war, that you there's something wrong with you and you can snap at any moment. In fact, a think tank last year did a study of businesses that, you know, they're looking to hire people, and they found more than half were hesitant to hire veterans because of the negative stereotype associated with them, which is, you know, post-traumatic stress or mental health issues that are talked about in culture but not talked about responsibly, so that we get this very distorted image of, you know, the demented veteran who's going to go on a shooting spree when it simply doesn't happen. And in fact, the murder rate of the U.S. military is half of the civilian rate. You are safer on a military base or near one than you are in any other city in America.
That is Iraq War veteran and freelance writer Alex Horton on the situation of PTSD not always leading to violent behavior.